So sometimes we get together with Welders Without Borders on this podcast, New Year's, New Beginnings. This is an edition I want you to listen up for. Tune in that radio. Tune in wherever you're at and whatever you're listening on. Let's talk about credentials and certifications. You know, there's a lot of people say, hey, my dad or my grandpa was a certified welder. And they say it with pride. And I can tell you that is a prideful moment. There's a lot of people that have taken high school welding or just learned from somebody, on the farm or in the shop. And it really didn't include the kind of instruction on safety and how to prevent fires and injuries to property and people. Didn't have the kind of instruction that helped the person learn the science behind welding, how the power source works, how we choose the consumables. And probably equally important is how you apply that welding to a piece of material so that the material is joined and is strong and will have a long life expectancy. You know, people don't think about a welded piece of metal has a life expectancy, a life cycle. And the design of the joint, the material chosen, and then how it was welded and the quality of that weld determines how long you can expect the service life of that material to be. And so having a qualified and certified welder can be the same thing, but not. A qualified welder is somebody who has a knowledge of the process, knowledge of the materials, and understands why the weld is being placed, where it's being placed, so that the life cycle of that joined material can have a very long and happy service life. But a certified welder doesn't necessarily have the same educational backgrounds in relation to the process. A certified welder can be very specifically taught, practiced, and trained to perform a type of weld without understanding all of the reasons why that weld is being made or placed where it's at. So a certified welder, without having a knowledge test as part of the performance test, is done a demonstration of skill, and that's absolutely critical. You would absolutely want someone doing welds that people are going to trust their lives to be certified for that weld. But the technical specifications for that weld may have been developed by an engineer or another qualified person who understands all of the reasons why the material was selected and the process for welding it was chosen. So I just want to help you separate in your mind that you have some people who are qualified and certified, and you have other people who are only certified. Either one is important to us, not only in the welding business, but in the public safety sector when it comes to those who go through their day literally clueless to the many, many skilled individuals who made their day possible in a safe way. And perhaps that's the greatest testament to the skilled workforce, is that so many people don't have to give the quality of their work a second thought. Something to think about. This is Professor Samuel Colton with Welders Without Borders, Soldadores Sin Fronteras, wishing you a great day, and thanks for listening.